Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Stuck. It's by Oliver Jeffers. And it is read today by Mommy. And?
Nobody.
And nobody?
Yeah.
You haven't got a name?
My only other name's Jeff.
Jeff the nobody. Oh, well, guess what, Jeff? You're somebody to me. I think you're special. And I like you a lot.
I'm a random guy named Jeff.
Well, random guy named Jeff, I hope you like this story. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. It all began when Floyd's kite became stuck in a tree. He tried pulling it and swinging it, but it just wouldn't come unstuck. The trouble really began when he threw his favorite shoe to knock the kite loose. And that got stuck too. Oh, man. So he threw up his other shoe to knock down his favorite one, and unbelievably, that got stuck as well. And now he's shoeless. How sad. In order to knock down his other shoe, Floyd fetched Mitch. And Mitch, it looks like, is a bright orange cat. Cats get stuck in trees all the time, but this was getting ridiculous. And in the picture, we can see the cat and the shoes and the kite are all stuck in this tree. Floyd fetched a ladder. I think he should have done that to begin with. He was going to sort this out once and for all. And up he threw it. I'm sure you can guess what happened. This is so sad. Floyd, do you not know you're not supposed to throw the ladder into the tree? I see the problem here. The ladder was borrowed from a neighbor and would definitely need to be put back before anyone noticed. And in order to do so, Floyd flung a bucket of paint at it. And wouldn't you know it? The bucket of paint got stuck. Then Floyd tried a duck to knock down the bucket of paint, a chair to knock down the duck, his friend's bicycle to knock down the chair, the kitchen sink to knock down his friend's bicycle, Floyd's front door to knock down the kitchen sink, the family car to knock down their front door. And it looks like their mailman or their milkman has come over and is at the front door. Well, the front door doesn't exist, so he's where the front door should be, in front of the house, looking in, going, hello? This is a disaster. Mm-hmm. The milkman, oh yeah, it was the milkman, to knock down the family cat, an orangutan. Whew, to knock down the milkman, who surely had somewhere else to be. At a small boat to knock down the orangutan. A big boat to knock down the small boat. A rhinoceros to knock down the big boat. A long-distance truck to knock down the rhinoceros. And the house across the street to knock down the long-distance truck. And how he picked that up, I cannot tell you, so don't ask. But in the picture, we sure enough see him holding up the bright pink house and his neighbor inside going, Floyd, because I'm sure it must be very bumpy. Then a lighthouse to knock down the house that is no longer across the street. And,
hi, what are you doing?
Says the whale, a curious whale, in the wrong place at the wrong time to knock down the lighthouse. Oh, this is a mess. And they all got stuck. So, friends, imagine, if you will, a very nice, very large-looking sort of maple tree, do you think? Possibly. Oak? Not sure. But it is jam-packed with things. A whale, a ocean liner boat, a lighthouse.
I just say get a jigsaw and cut it down.
Do you think?
Yeah.
We need a saw.
But then the tree might get stuck on the floor.
Oh, it's a very sticky tree. It's a very sticky tree. And he's in big trouble, too, because his neighbor is in her house, and she says, "Wait till I tell your mother." She looks very angry. Although I do have to say, I'm not sure how the tree is supporting all that weight. A fire engine was passing and heard all the commotion, and the firemen stopped to see if they could help at all. And up they went. First the engine.
"Can we help at all?"
Followed by the firemen, one by one. Now, lest you think, I want to clarify this. Before you listeners think that the firemen are on the ground and they are trying to get those things out of the tree, you have to understand that Floyd is picking them up and throwing them. And there they stayed, stuck between the orangutans and one of the boats. Firemen would definitely be noticed missing, and Floyd knew he'd be in big trouble. And then he had an idea and went to find a saw.
Knew it.
He's using your idea. Let's see what happens. He lined it up as best as he could, and he hurled it up the tree. Why is he throwing it off the tree? This is the silliest book I've ever. And that was it. There was no more room left in the tree, and the kite came unstuck. Pop. It just popped right out of that tree. Floyd was delighted. He had forgotten all about his kite and put it to use immediately, enjoying the rest of his day very much. And that night, Floyd fell asleep exhausted. Although before he did, he could have sworn there was something he was forgetting. And outside... outside in the tree are all these other things. And the firefighter chief says,
"Hang on a minute, lads. I've got a great idea."
And I think he's going to try to get them out of the tree. But to be perfectly frank with you, if I was that mom who had my front door and my kitchen sink chucked into the tree behind the house, I would have noticed. And I probably wouldn't have been very happy about it at all.
You're probably the neighbor who got chucked into the tree.
Do you think that's probably more like it, as if our next door neighbor picked up our house and chucked it into a tree? Mm-hmm. Wow, he'd have to be very strong, a very strong sort of person, don't you think?
He'd have to have a 900 pack to lift up the house.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You'd have to have an attendant practice.
At least. Superhuman strength. Well, my good friends, that is the end of that very silly story. Do you want to say it?
The end.
The end.
By a story read by the normal guy, Jeff.
The normal guy, Jeff.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.